This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
When you get a cancer diagnosis, your world stops. But not Fox Chase Cancer Center. When the science moves quickly, we move quicker. Because cancer is all we do. From the molecular level to the human level, we stay focused on your unique cancer. Not just following the science, but discovering new paths forward. Giving you a head start on better outcomes. Learn more at foxchase.org/where you start. Because where you start matters.
Hi, this is Debbie, your Blinds.com design consultant.
Oh, wow, a real person.
Yep, I'm here to help you with everything from selecting the perfect window treatments to...
I've got a complicated project.
No problem. We make the complex simple. And I can even help schedule a professional measure and install.
I didn't realize you did that.
Yeah, we can also send you samples, fast and free.
Wow, I mean, I always thought I needed a designer to come to my home, but scheduling's always a nightmare.
Not with Blinds.com. We're on your schedule, and there's no haggling, no pressure, no hidden fees either.
I just might have to do more.
Oh, okay, whatever you need. How about you tell me what you had in mind?
Okay, then. So the first room we're looking at is for guests coming up.
Blinds.com has covered over 25 million windows, all backed by a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Shop Blinds.com now and save up to 45% site-wide. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Sports Radio 92.9 The Game, 92.9thegame.com. Take us with you in the Odyssey app. It's Sam and Greg. It's a Saturday morning. It's the 15th day of March. We are right around the corner from another amateur night or day, being St. Patrick's Day, so y'all be very careful out there. But here we are. Good morning, Georgia!
Morning!
And a good morning to all y'all in Monroe.
Good morning, y'all.
All you first responders, teachers, helpers out there and doing stuff. So, yeah, I'm gonna let you know. All right, let me let you know what we got going on here. In case you can't get in front of a TV, we got the Big East Championship. That's the pregame at 6:15, tip at 6:30 tonight. All about the Conference USA Championship. Now, we've also got Atlanta United tomorrow taking on. They got any well-known players on that Miami team?
Maybe.
But first, down at V103, Hawks at Brooklyn. That's a pre-tip at 5:30, tip at 6. But, yeah, Atlanta United versus Miami. Pre-kick at 6, kick at 7.
Yep, Jason Longshore is going to come on tomorrow morning and help us get us all set for the return of Messi. Maybe a little, maybe a lot. May not be any. May just show up and wave to everybody. We don't know.
How many headlines have been, it's a Messi return? You know what I mean? You think about that on the staircase coming up. That headline. You worked in. There's guys who write the stories.
Oh, yeah,
and then there's a dude who sits in a corner over there.
He just thinks a little clever things. You know.
That's
just,
it. That's his job is the headline. Half a sentence.
Something that reels you in.
I always wanted that job. Because I figured you didn't have to go to college for that. You just got to think of something clever.
The wheels got to turn, you know, and you have to see that.
Yeah, okay.
That's the main thing. We're keeping an eye on the sky. We got some threatening weather that's due to hit our area. And as we look up at the monitors, we're seeing, man, Georgia Power's got trucks all ready to roll out and whatever happens. We hope it's not to that degree. But we are preparing, and that's something that should happen late tonight into early tomorrow morning. So
I don't want no water in my basement. That's all I care about.
People don't want water in the basement. They don't want trees crashing through the ceilings or any of that kind of stuff. Nobody wants any of that type of thing happening. So be on the lookout for that. Also, you know, the weather should hold up enough for the event that's going to take place right outside our door here at Colony Square. The St. Patrick's Day Parade starts today. St. Patrick's Day is
going to be a wonderful thing, Mr. Kenshaw.
You think so?
It's going to be marvelous.
People walking around sipping green beer and whatnot.
Yeah.
Sipping little green beer as you walk down P Street.
You've
anyway,
got to have yourself a pint of Guinness.
It starts today at 12 noon here in Midtown. And they're telling people you want to get here around 11 o'clock. And Greg and I, we always strategically park on this day, whenever, because there are a lot of things that happen on Peachtree Street different times. And we like to know when those things happen, if it's a parade, a holiday parade, or we know, you know, July 4th, we're a part of that wonderful festivity.
Mm-hmm.
We park so that we don't get wedged in, because by the time we finish, the fire trucks will be down there. There'll be some barricades up. And stuff will be blocked off.
I go through the back door.
I'm coming through
here, going over there, turning left, and I'm out.
We hope we can get out.
We hope we can do that. That's going to be fun. I mean, we've done this before.
Yes, we have.
Just keep that in mind as you make your way
mm-hmm.
through in and around the city.
Yeah. You know, it may be better even to take MARTA. You take MARTA, you get off the Art Center Station. You're right behind Art Center Station. You walk up the hill, and you hear the corner, and you watch the parade.
Today was the day, Mr. Crenshaw, America's 23rd state was admitted.
23rd
the
state?
The 23rd state was admitted on this day.
Mm-hmm.
It is the least thought about state, I believe, in the country. Now, you may think, you know what, I'm not about the smallest or biggest or whatever. I'm saying I've never known anybody to say they're traveling to this state. I only know one kind of connection nationally with this state, but it's probably got some beautiful areas. It's just one that we just
all of them do
never mention.
All of the states.
Would you like to guess what the 23rd state is?
Idaho.
No.
Okay.
It's got a shoreline.
Oh, well, how can a place be bad if it's got a shoreline?
Maine.
Yeah, people. Well, Maine. That's a shoreline.
She knew it. No, us.
Yeah, Maine. Why you don't think of Maine?
I said it's the 23rd state.
You know, you just said people don't think about it. Why would people?
When's the last time you thought about Maine? When's the last time there was a city having something happening where it was brought on the national scene from Maine? The only thing I can think about.
Unless you want a lobster roll.
Pardon?
Unless you want a lobster roll.
Okay, so you think about, you associate, that with that food. The only time I have thought about the state of Maine is when Bush was president.
Yeah.
They had that Kenny Bunkport.
Kenny Bunkport.
That was it.
Yeah.
That was the only. Or the dude from MASH. Hawkeye was from Crabapple Cove, and ask me how I pulled that out of nowhere.
Whoa, where'd that go? Yikes.
I told you, insignificant information just squirrels
in my head. Great college baseball team, the Maine Black Bears. They always have a great college baseball program. Yeah.
And they got any place with lots of shoreline, they got all those little islands. Those are some beautiful areas you know that they're there. I don't know anything about Maine. I know it gets cold as Canada up there.
Yeah, that's true.
So that's the problem. So anyway,
it's
there
right
you go.
Up the street, right up the street. All right.
I'll be right back.
No, I'm going to start with something with you. Oh. We talked about last week that the athletic directors wanted to make sure and some of them listen to the show and say hello.
Well, thank them.
And Josh Matthews, the athletic director at Pope, took a little bit of a.
Oh, did he really?
He took a little bit of a beating from some of his colleagues because you know he talked about you got this great office. Yeah, one said you got that nice office over there, Pope. I said, well, yeah, my man hung out in the office over there. He says, oh yeah, forgot Hollywood. Yeah, you've been in movies and whatnot.
He gave it up.
I said that's a heck of a movie too because Pope beat Carrollton in football. That was a big deal for that flick that y'all did out there. But that was great. It was great once again to be invited to be, you know, the MC for the awards last week for the athletic directors from the different regions and around our state. And we salute them for the job they do as administrators in the different school districts for athletics in the area. And one particular one, the athletic director of the year, Greg, was very, very special because they named Ralph Neely, who was the athletic director at Appalachie High School.
We all remember what happened
there. Last fall, and he stood up, got a standing ovation, and not a lot of dry eyes because they all know that what he had to go through and what he had to deal with, and he couldn't have been more gracious. But just congratulations to him and to all those that were recognized last week.
Now, let me ask you a question about that.
Mm-hmm.
We saw that the coach
resigned. The coach stepped down. Yeah,
he stepped down for obvious reasons. He's going through a whole bunch. Now, the athletic director, has there been any sort of conversation? Is there a press conference that I missed where they're addressing that, or is it they're just going to take their time?
No, I don't know if they've named a new head coach yet or not, but I'm sure they, you know, they will. That's happening like rapidly around the state as
mm-hmm.
people, you know, get new coaching opportunities. So, but you know, just him holding everything together up there was so important for the schools up there, and he was able to to do that and get that accomplished. And we see how they go into this, how they finish up this school year and how they go into the coming school year. So that's something that we talked about with him. Spring sports are happening. You know, we're talking about spring football is going to take place in May, but right now your baseball is happening. Your soccer is happening. Your lacrosse is happening. And also track. And I got a little something to mention that's happening to you because tomorrow morning we're going to talk with Gail Devers, one of the all-time greats, great Olympian, lives here in town. And she has a track event that is coming up. There is one taking place today for one of our current Olympians, Christian Coleman. And that's taking place over at Westlake High School today. Nearly 40 high school teams, over 1,000 student athletes will be there. And, you know, Atlanta native worldwide track star Christian Coleman will be on hand to help this event. The events start at 9 a.m., so with less than an hour, they're going to get started with the field events. Running events will start at 11 o'clock. And 7 defending state champions will be there, the Westlake girls, the Woodward Academy girls, the Chapel Hill boys, Westminster boys and girls, Sandy Creek boys, Landmark Christian girls are all going to be represented and going to be participating in this event. That's out at Westlake High School coming up today. Also down on the south side, and I had a chance to go by yesterday and I hang out with Tim Scarborough, who will join us tomorrow morning to get us all set for Selection Sunday. You want to go to a basketball game with a hoop head, man.
With a hoop head?
You go to a game with Tim Scarborough because he's sitting there and we just sitting there watching the game. He's just breaking down everything. Just breaking down every player and everything. And I'm like, man, you make my head explode. I'm just to relax and watch some basketball. But he's like breaking things down.
Are you one of those people when you go to a game, baseball, basketball, football, whatever, you want to watch the action, or are you one of those that just got to talk during most of the stuff that's going on? Do you prefer being just kind of, let me watch what's going on?
That's kind of what we know. Okay. But I mean, I'm hanging out with him, and we don't get a chance to hang out that much. Matter of fact, he asked, when am I going to meet Greg?
Okay.
I was like, we got to find the right event. But that's what he asked.
So you're not a party. You don't go to the game to have a party and yap the whole time because there's people who we know that.
It depends. If you're going with a group of folks and that's your original intent, then everybody goes.
Different.
Everybody's on the
I'm
same
not talking
page,
about that.
Right?
I'm talking about, and I'm also not talking about you working where you're in the press box where you got to keep your mouth shut.
That's a different
deal.
Anyway. You're in the press box, so you, different, and you got to conduct yourself.
Couple
a certain
buddies,
way, right?
Or you know, a group of no more than four. Say even a couple couples, right? Y'all go to a game.
Yeah.
You're gonna be yapping the whole time, or you're gonna be watching.
Yeah, you're gonna do a little bit of both. It depends. To me, it depends on what you're watching and the game. If you're watching tennis, no, there'll be no yapping at tennis. Right? If you're watching golf, there's no yapping at that. So that's another thing. You conduct yourself as to what you're watching, I think.
Okay.
You know.
Just ask her.
But I was at the SWAC tournament down at Gateway Center this week, down in College Park, has had its first run. I had a chance to talk with Commissioner Charles McClellan last night, and I'll share some of that interview with you tomorrow. His thoughts about moving the tournament from Birmingham to Atlanta. What they were able to do. I think they had over 4,000 high school students there for a big recruiting fair. They had not just for athletic recruiting, just for young people to come and see what the different schools have to offer, what majors they have, and see if they're a good fit for them. I think that's smart when they have an event here in Atlanta to be able to recruit students for all the HBCU schools in the SWAC. And so it's been great. And to see some of our folks from here, you know, participating in things. Shout out to Simone Stanley. Simone's out there doing sidelines and interviewing coaches after games. Tim Scarborough's been a part of the production of ESPN Plus this week, as well as Tali Carr lives here in town. So they've done a great job of bringing the game. So here's what's coming up today. Starting a little late, Southern and Alcorn State will play the women's final at 5:30. And tonight at 9:30, which is kind of a late start, but, you know, you're down on the south side. When you get done, we tell you what, you can go and have you a nice dinner, get you somewhere good to eat. Some there, you know, on.
Well, tell them where to go.
Well, you got different places. You can go on Central Avenue, Hayville. You can go to places on Virginia Avenue. You got some good spots over there. Got some good spots on College Park, Main Street, on Camp Creek. Go and have your nice dinner. Then you can go and enjoy the basketball. Women start at 5:30. The men are at 9:30 tonight. Alabama State against Jackson State. And Jackson State is coached by Maurice Williams, former NBA player. Got a ring with Cleveland Cavaliers.
Whatever you do, and that's all great information, be sure they bring an umbrella with them.
Yep, because
tonight is when we're going to get hit.
By the time this game finishes, it starts at 9:30 start.
Oh, yeah.
By the time it starts, it could be some foul weather outside. But that's happening at the Gateway Center. We salute the SWAC for being in town and putting on a great show. They had great music out there. The bands are out there, the dance teams. And they had Shaq out there earlier this week, 2 Chainz. Obviously, 2 Chainz played basketball at one of the schools, at Alabama State. He played. By the way, they're playing today. So if he's in town, he'll probably be there tonight because his school is playing against Jackson State for the conference championship. Okay. So we'll see that. And that's what we got for you today.
All right. Coming up next, we have got a man who was hard to tackle. But he's a sweetheart now, right?
Oh, he's cool.
Oh, he's that. And that dude he's going to be talking about, he hit you hard. I wonder if he ever tackled.
We'll ask him.
Yeah. I wondered. I don't have an answer. We can find that out, though. Jamal Lewis will be joining us next. And his partner in crime with this Shamley football bash is Ed Reed, Hall of Famer. So that is coming up next. It is Sam and Greg, Sports Radio 92.9 The Game. And take us with you in the Odyssey app.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Where'd you get those shoes? Easy. They're from DSW. Because DSW has the exact right shoes for whatever you're into right now. You know, like the sneakers that make office hours feel like happy hour. The boots that turn grocery aisles into runways. And all the styles that show off the many sides of you. From daydreamer to multitasker and everything in between. Because you do it all in really great shoes. Find a shoe for every you at your DSW store or DSW.com.
Nerds. Today's episode is sponsored by NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast. Making financial decisions shouldn't feel like filling out basketball brackets. Too many choices, too much noise, and no one wants a busted budget. NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast cuts through the clutter. Their finance journalists break down real-world money decisions with clear, research-backed insights. From investing to home buying to credit cards, the nerds help you navigate major financial decisions with confidence. Make smarter financial plays today. No luck required. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast wherever you listen.
What is Dax, are you
tracking all our cars on Carvana Value Tracker on all our devices? Yes, Kristen, yes I am.
Well, I've been looking for my phone for...
In Dax's domain, we see all, so we always know what our cars are worth.
All of them?
All of them. Value surge, trucks up 3.9%.
That's a great offer.
I know. Sell?
Sell.
Track your car's value with Carvana Value Tracker today.
Take me out to the ball game.
What are you doing?
Did you know DirecTV has the most MLB games?
So you're singing?
Yeah, they put your favorite teams front and center right when you turn it on. Buy me some cold cuts and flapjacks.
Those aren't even the words.
I'm allergic to peanuts.
Stream DirecTV, home of the most MLB games. Visit DirecTV.com. Claim based on total games offered on national and regional sports networks. RSNs available with choice package or higher. Availability of RSNs varies by zip code and package.
Yeah, Sports Radio 92.9 The Game, 92.9TheGame.com. Take us with you on the Odyssey app. Who do we shout out to this hour? Was it Monroe?
Monroe.
Yeah, okay.
Before it was Riverdale.
Before it was Riverdale. You know what? I'm going to give you 2 next hour. For all y'all that are, you know, well, I'm not going to tell you, but we're going to give you 2. Are you ready to talk about this bash?
We can. We're trying to get our guest.
We're still working on our guest here? Yeah, okay, because I was all excited. We're working on getting our guest here. It is going on the 28th, 6 p.m., Shamley football bash. Jamal Lewis and Ed Reed.
Yeah.
And the question was before we left our last segment, was you got to wonder if Ed Reed pop Jamal Lewis at some point during his career?
Or did Jamal maybe get the best of him? He's a good-sized running back now. Good-sized running back come through there and do a little something too now.
My history with listening to that is that the running backs will say, yeah, I got the best of that defensive player. But the defensive player will never say
that they got
the best of them. But there's only – you know the one person who says that is Deion. Deion will always give
credit. Or does it make business decision?
Well, no. I'm not talking about that. I'm talking about one particular person. He likes to give credit to Bo Jackson for a couple different reasons. A, there's no two-sport athlete with him if it wasn't for Bo. But he said his first intro was a stiff arm. And he shows the replay of it. He says, listen, you know, I know what I am, but I got it every once in a while.
Yeah.
He says Bo Jackson was one of them. So anyway, I was wondering about that. So as we continue to try to get Jamal Lewis on here, Sam and Greg, Sports Radio 92.9 The Game, 92.9thegame.com. These guys are doing this what?
It's something different because this time of year, you know, schools are doing things as fundraisers. You're doing different things. And you're in high school, you hear about certain things that you do for fundraisers. You're selling Krispy Kreme donuts or you're washing cars. You know, you're having, you know, bake sales or you're selling the boxes of fruit from Florida, the candy bars. Remember them candy bars you would sell?
Yeah.
Like a buck or something, or it was, you know.
Sometimes I didn't
sell them, you know, right? But I mean,
I enjoyed it.
There's different things you're doing to fundraise for your athletic department.
Right.
You know, your pancake breakfasts. You know, you have those.
You don't see those as much anymore.
You hear about them, though.
Yeah, I do. Breakfast. I haven't heard about a pancake breakfast in forever.
Yeah, pancake breakfasts. You have mattress sales. You know, you have like. People might have jewelry that they're not going to, you know, that they're from an estate or something. They're man parting with it to help the school raise some funds, things like that. I tell you one thing that they did away with that you used to hear about back in the day, if you lived like out from town, was the cow chip bingo. You don't hear about cow chip bingo.
Say that again slower.
Cow chip bingo.
Bingo.
And some folks may be eating breakfast this morning, so we ain't going to get into how
but
it works.
But you brought it up.
But I'm just saying.
And now my curiosity is that it's going to describe that is what's going to be art.
Yeah, right. It would be. But for those of you who experience or remember back in the day when they would have that, because they kind of put the screeching halls, I think, unless some people are still doing it out there. But it used to be a fundraiser where you would line off your football field squares, and people would pay a certain money for a square. And then you hope that the cow would in your square.
Was cow tipping as prevalent down here as it was up in the north?
I don't know. I don't know anything about cow tipping.
Okay, so that was the thing up north. That kind of reminds me of that.
No, this is
dudes in Wisconsin and Illinois.
This is a fundraiser. This is not just doing something.
They have events where they would have that.
Yeah.
And because there's a lot of farms up there. Right?
What'd you do?
So
you
got
go, you go,
down
you go
here
and
too.
Push the cow and see if the cow would fall over?
Man, listen, not so much me and folks on the west side, but we knew some folks who did that, and we would go visit them. We'd go to their side of town from time to time, or we'd go visit them up north. See, you go 20 minutes outside of Chicago, you're in farmland.
Well, I understand that, but what—
And so you would go place somebody out there.
Maybe I should know more about what cow tipping actually is.
You go push it over. That's like because cows don't get up very easily. I never got the draw of it, but it is a thing. There are people.
You know, I know people talk about it.
Yeah,
right.
Yeah.
But I've never seen it done, or I've just heard.
Like
that
I've
it,
never seen
that it does happen.
The chips being flung around and landed, describing.
Well, this is something. This is like done
It's a regional thing. That's all I'm saying. I'm bringing up two regional events that make everybody, when you hear about them, turn their head and make a Scooby-Doo noise. Because you can't believe this is what's going on.
It seemed like a cow would be a little strong to do that with, but maybe not. We talking about small cows?
No, big ones. See, the thing is, you don't want to stand behind. What I know about cows is you don't ever want to stand behind them.
No cows or horses.
Or horses, too, right. For the same reason. But you ain't pushing over no horse.
But I mean, it's very painful. But they kick backwards on you. You that's pretty painful.
Oh, you done.
Yeah. You don't want that.
You don't know. No.
You do not want that.
That's why I never got into horses. I mean,
really?
Like wanting to get close to them.
Yeah.
I admire them from afar. You know, or the paddock.
Afar, how far?
I almost got killed.
Two
on
blocks
one.
Away. How about Cleveland?
The last time I was on a horse, I nearly got killed, and it was at a Braves game. And I'm not kidding you. We were out getting getting ready for one of the Braves World Series games back at the Fulton County.
Okay,
and they had that little half circuit. There was a area they had roped off, so we were broadcasting from there, and a mounted police presence was there. So they had like four or five of these mounted police, and one of the guys was a fan of the station, and he says, you can get up on, you know, whatever this horse's name was, Agatha or something.
Agatha?
And I don't know nothing about horses, right? So I get up on this thing, and he moves just a little bit, and I pull back on the reins. And this horse gets up, you know, like risen, not high, but like if I'd have fallen off on this thing, it'd have been cement.
Yeah. Oof.
You know, we weren't on a grass area. We were out there
so on, you're holding on
Capitol Avenue. You're right. And I held on this thing. I got off it gingerly, and that was the last time I was within 5 feet of a horse. Other than when we were out at the Cobb thing for that promotion. We went out to the Cobb Safety Village.
Okay, right.
They had some horses out there for that. That was cool. There's some big old horses out there.
They
the folks at Cobb County
they
got it working. but as I'd stay away from horses. Yeah. I stay away from large animals and things underneath the water because I got mad respect for them. And I don't know what's going on down there. I don't. We know more about what's going on in the sky than we do what's underneath our own oceans. And there's some creatures down there I swear I saw that looked like they just didn't look right.
What was wrong with them? What was wrong with them?
Didn't stay around long enough to ask or find out. There are creatures down there, man. And I just, you know, from falling off a jet ski and landing on a jellyfish, you know, in the water there and having just silly things happen to you, I had enough.
Okay.
I'm up on the cruise. I'm up high on deck 18 on a cruise ship now, looking down at the water. I've done all the adventuring on the high seas that I want to do in sport crafts. Which I love doing, jet skiing and all that stuff.
Okay, right.
But
that's good stuff.
I don't need it now. Because I fall off and I can swim. I can swim. I've lost some $100. I've lost some $100 pairs of glasses in the water, which a lot of people pretty much have. You go buy them expensive glasses. You got to on a jet ski. And they fall off your head. Next thing you know, a barracuda is looking smooth.
That's what I'm saying. It's one of them creatures you say is down below. He's right swimming around with them glasses.
Yeah, exactly. Right? Exactly. And everybody knows that's when you stop buying $100 plus pairs of sunglasses. But, you know, if you've gone through that. Listen, man, I got respect for stuff in a way that I didn't in my teens and 20s.
Yeah.
In early 30s.
Well, you learn.
Yeah, you learn. Yeah. You never had that growing up, Birmingham?
Oh, yeah, man.
Some stupid stuff?
Oh, yeah, some things that happen, and you say, okay, you survived that, right?
Okay. Well, we were supposed to be having Jamal Lewis on here. Obviously, there's something that's come up in his world, and we want to apologize for that. We were hoping to talk to him about the bash, the Shamley bash. Let me tell you once again what's going on here.
And there's an early bird special. Well, no, you have done it before February 28th, so that date has passed, but they still want to invite you to come out. And be a part of it. It's going to be at the Top Golf Alpharetta. That's on Westside Parkway.
Been up there before.
Mm-hmm.
So
they're
having a football event at Top Golf.
Yeah, well, you can have any type of event.
I understand that, but I'm just saying that, you know, they're having a
football fundraiser. And it's going to be there.
See, I would think possibly College Football Hall of Fame. Now, you're going to have some fun out of Top Golf, believe me.
Yeah.
I'm just saying that would be the first thought that came to my head is that, he's going to hold it at College Football Hall of Fame.
I think you'd have it out there. You're doing something you want people to be active in and participate in. So people can go out there to everybody. Top Golf, everybody can try. Don't mean you're going to be good, but everybody can try.
I can't remember his career at Tennessee. Can you remind me of it? Was it
a remarkable career at Tennessee? Remarkable career out of Frederick Douglass High School out on the west side of town. And remarkable career there before going on to be with the Ravens. And one thing I was looking forward to asking him, and if we do catch up with him later this morning, whenever, how pleased is he to see a revival of the running back?
Thank you. I swear I was going to do the same thing.
You know what I mean?
The same thing. They try to bury that position.
Yep. And that we're seeing a real comeback of the running back, and I'm sure it's something that he would have some profound things to say about. So whenever we do get him, well, you know, that's one of the things I was going to ask him, along with what's happening in Shamley.
So
and one thing about he and Ed Reed, both I will share this, both have sons that are on the Shamley football team.
So oh, really? Okay.
Yeah, so both have sons that are on the team, and so they're involved in that way as well.
I know one of his kids plays basketball.
Okay.
I don't know at what level he did at one point, and I know that they're both thespians.
Okay. Okay,
because I have met them. I've met one of them on set. We did a spot together. So I don't know where his career is right now. I'm sure it's flourishing. He's been on some shows. Anyway, I just know that he's in this. I wish him nothing but luck. But what I wanted to ask you is, getting back to this time at Tennessee, was he there with T. Martin and got a chip, or was he there with Peyton Manning? Because he started his career in 99. So Peyton was an MVP. He was a Heisman candidate in 97. That's the famous one, him and Charles Woodson.
Yeah.
But I'm saying, was Jamal there at least early on? Or, because this is what I love about this. I like me some Peyton Manning. I want to see him in every other commercial. I don't care. That doesn't bother me. But, you know, what was the old joke? He never won a game in the state of Florida while he was in Tennessee.
Well, that rivalry was on back then.
He never won.
That was a whole different thing back. You think about that now. You say that now. You say, oh, Tennessee, Florida. Okay, no, man, Tennessee,
yeah,
Florida.
Yeah, I don't know.
You know,
there was Spurrier days.
Everything stood still when you would play a little game in those days.
And so, right after Peyton left, T. Martin came in and won a national championship.
Mm-hmm.
And so, like I said, I was curious if that was the team that he was on. How come Peyton didn't win no national championship? Wasn't no Tom Brady playing then, Michigan, that was keeping him.
See.
Well, what was his problem?
I don't know, man. You mentioned it, Florida.
And I can't think of a Florida quarterback. I remember the coach, obviously. But what dominant quarterback did Florida have? This is long before Tebow.
Yeah. So they had different ones.
Danny Warfel?
Warfel. They had a number of quarterbacks before
him. Okay. I'm just curious the ones that were on when Peyton was in Tennessee. Who that was, or was that just Spurrier blitzing him every opportunity he had? Which I don't even know if he was a quarterback, if he was a coach then. Spurrier was still there.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah.
Ain't that?
Okay. Very much.
All right, we apologize. We couldn't get to, we tried stalling to get Jamal Lewis on here, but again, we'll be talking about the Chamblee football event, March 28th, out at Top Golf in Alpharetta. But coming up, we're going to talk to Megan L. Hall. The tournament is going on, and the men, while they are doing some great work, the news, a lot of it has to do with what's going on the women's side. So she'll not only talk about that, but get a set for WNBA season. But up next, I'll let you know about some money flying through the air and also find out what Noel's got on her mind. And we're going to kind of combine the two, Casting Call and Noel's World, up next. Sam and Greg, Sports Radio 92.9 The Game. Sports Radio 92.9 The Game, 92.9thegame.com. It is Sam and Greg on this Saturday morning. Is there anything better than having Fred Sanford make you smile?
I know it.
Add little Scatman Crothers and Fred Sanford doing all of me on this. This is one you didn't think you'd hear when you woke up this morning. Anyway, again, apologies, Jamal Lewis. We were trying to get him on here, but we will try another time here. We got, you know, maybe we'll get him tomorrow. You never know.
You never know.
Keep listening. Noelle's going to come and join me in a minute, because she's got some stuff running through her mind. But I do want to let you know, we're going to have a fresh casting call tomorrow. But there is still very relevant on this one that was for this whole week, the week of March 10th. You'll see it up on 92.9thegame.com/casting call. You can also see it right now on Get Cast with Greg on X. And it starts off with Casting All Talent. They have a Christmas movie that DeShea is booking, and it's Unbearable Christmas. Got to be at least 18. And they have multiple needs going on for another week or so. But everything from wealthy guests to crying women to camera operators, it is as it is written here, Sam.
Okay.
I'm just reading as it was written, thugs in prison. So there you go. Neighbors, people at a funeral, all this for Unbearable Christmas. You'll see that one under Casting All Talent. Rose Locke is doing two projects, which I have listed here. One of them is The Good Daughter. Now, a couple of these have already been they've been shot already. One of them, we talked about last week, there was a need for a high school coach.
Okay.
But they didn't say football or basketball or swimming, whatever it was. But you'll see that under The Good Daughter. First need is a high school coach. There's also a need for motorcyclists. This is going to be done on the 20th. now, this one, I believe, is just about booked up, but I'm not sure. DTF St. Louis, which is the other Rose Locke project, I should say. They need roller skaters. I had asked you about this last week, if you were an inline skater or a roller skater.
Mm-hmm.
You said you were more of a roller skater.
Right.
Did you ever try inline skating?
Nope.
I did. I liked it. Took me a minute to figure out how to stop. And I had one really dramatic fall.
Oh.
And I did it in the parking lot of where I used to live, an apartment complex.
Okay.
And I fell there. And there was nobody in the parking lot, but I'm sure there were some people in their apartments that looked down and saw my big ass falling. And yeah. I positioned, like, I thought I was going to fall like a five-year-old and you know what,
oh, yeah,
teacups and all of that.
Yeah, right.
But I found a patch of grass, and I aimed myself toward that, and I fell there. So,
nice.
I rolled out of it. I learned how to roll. So, anyway, Rose Lock is doing DTF St. Louis. Don't need the roller skaters this week, but what they do need are those of you who just want to walk across the street. You want to jog around an area. You got a bicycle. You want to bring that. And by the way, there's a $15 bump for your bike if they use you and the bike in that project. So, again, you'll see these all under Rose Lock Casting. Destination Casting, they are still looking for weekend dads, 25 to 50 years old. Want to hear your story about co-parenting. And so that's there for a couple upcoming projects.
Okay.
Catrette Casting is doing an untitled film. We've had this on there for a few weeks. They need partygoers, and they need people who want to hang out at the lake. So you'll see the dates for both of these. One starts March 26th. The other one also starts March 26th. So it's hanging out, like I said, picnic area, partying area, the festivals, all that stuff, and then being out at the lake. You got any questions about any of the stuff in front of the camera or behind the camera? Greg.Clarkson, Odyssey.com. And I will get back to you ASAP. And again, I walk you through how to find those jobs right after the jobs in front of the camera, starting at Georgia.org. The link to the Georgia Department of Labor, Bill Seller, and Atlanta Voiceover Studios, so voiceover connections. So anyway, that is all there. Did I cover it all?
I think you got it all.
All right. Yeah. Noelle! Uh-oh. Is she available?
Where's she at?
You know, we only had the 3 hours today. We thought we were going to be here till 11.
No, we're here 10.
Yeah, we get out of here 10 o'clock.
Yeah.
So we're going to combine Noelle's world and the casting call, and I now turn it over to you.
Which is interesting, because I'm going to kick it right back to you like a soccer ball. Because with all the free agency movement and with the Falcons losing two of their players to the Chicago Bears, I wanted to know where Greg would take Grady Jarrett and Drew Dolman on their Chicago extravaganza.
Night or day?
It's whatever you prefer,
if it's
your itinerary.
If it's... I'm going to need a minute to think about that. But if it's to see the city and it's during the day, then we're going to get into one of those big vans where we can see some stuff, and then we're going to just kind of go up Michigan Avenue. We'll stop at a couple places. Going to take them around and get a couple places to eat. There's so many new restaurants since the last time I was there that people tell me about. So, you know, I could do the traditional pizza places, but them guys have been traveling around a lot. You know, they play ball here. So they know in Chicago where to get it. They like pizza. If they like ribs, they've probably been there already. Al Capone's grave.
Okay.
That's a spot. The place, that the location where the St. Valentine's Day massacre happened.
Ooh.
That's now, well, last time I was there, it was something else. So it's like what people do in New York. They drive by in Brooklyn and go, this is where Ebbets Field used to be.
Mm-hmm.
You know, that kind of thing. So you got that. And if it's at nighttime, I'm definitely going to drop Grady off at Legends. That's Buddy Guy's place.
Okay.
Or if it's still the way it used to be, there's a blues club called Blue Chicago. There's two of them, and they're two blocks apart. And you would pay cover to get in one. And when that band went on break, you could walk down to the other one, a block down, two blocks, less than two blocks, and that band would just be starting. So they staggered the acts.
Okay.
So you paid one cover charge. You could go if you wanted to. Now, at some point in the evening, you weren't able to walk that block. After a couple sets, and you sitting there drinking, you know, whatever. You just stay there. So, you know, it depends on what they like. See, if I'm hanging out with these dudes, I'm getting to know them, and I want to know what they like. Like, there may be something about Grady Jarrett that we don't know. He might like looking at art. So obviously going to take him to the art museum.
Maybe.
I don't know if he's a fisherman. He might want to go to the aquarium, you know, and see. So it depends on what they like. Here's the thing I do know. New York, Chicago, all you name the top 10 big cities. They got stuff for you, whatever they like. From restaurants to nightlife to day life, you know, things to do. And so I'm not worried about it, but I.
But he's coming from Atlanta now. There's a lot happening here that he's going up to Chicago.
Exactly. There's a lot of the stuff. But do you know Grady Jarrett? Do you know something about him that most of the people don't know? You know what I mean? I'm asking. Like, a lot of people don't know he's Like Greg Street. Yeah. Does everybody know that he gets up at dark 30 in the morning and goes fishing?
Some people don't. But, I mean, he posted on his social.
Okay, so.
He goes fishing. He posted on that.
There's parts of Grady. I don't know. Can y'all tell me something about him that you'd think the average Falcon fan would not know?
I can't.
Me either.
I can't think of.
Noel? All right. So if I found that, that's what I would do first. I'd try to get some information as opposed to just taking him someplace.
Well, he's be somewhere. I'm pretty sure he'll show up at a Cubs game, you know, as far as getting there. I'm sure the team
he
will
might show up at a Sox game.
He'll make the rounds, but yeah. I wanted to know what Greg's day off would look like. That's different.
I'm not bringing nobody with him. With me, maybe it's my day off.
Like all the stuff there is to do in Chicago. Where would you just like you think it too hard trying to get in his brain?
I know.
Where is somewhere you would just want to take somebody that ain't been to Chicago? I mean, I know they've been to Chicago.
Wrigley Field.
But let's
first of all.
Okay.
Okay, we getting there for a day game. And we go into Wrigley. You're going to Chicago, and you're any kind of sports fan. That's a trip. And because it's also it's one of the sports cathedrals of this country.
It's a landmark.
It is.
So, yeah, there you go. I'm not thinking about that.
Well, there we go.
And if I'm with somebody who's heard of Geno's East and they want to go down there, then I take them to Geno's East Pizza. And I will tell them this.
Then we go get Garrett's popcorn.
Okay, now here's the thing. I thought about that. Okay, it's funny you bring it. I've thought about this with him.
Get him some lemonade.
With Sam. If I had Sam with me, right? And obviously,
I'd go to Billy Goat.
I'd stay.
But I've been to Billy Goat.
For those who don't know what Billy Goat's is, it's the tavern that depicted in Saturday Night Live.
Cheeseburger.
And it was also a spot for the traditional Chicago journalists from back in the day, the Mike Royko's that Sam knows. He knows that name, Mike Royko, and all of them dudes, Phil Donahue's, and But, yeah, I'd take him there. But take him to Water Tower because that's where he'd get his popcorn. Right? Go to Geno's East, too, because everybody wants to put their name on the wall at Geno's. You write your name there. I will tell you, don't take a felt pen. Don't take a pen. It won't work. What you want to do is you want to go around the corner to Walgreens and get a little bottle of white nail polish. They still sell fingernail polish like that in the little bottles. You get yourself a white one, and you take that. And that will stay up on the wall. So you use white nail polish or silver. And that's how your name will stay up on the walls. Because it's been covered up so many times over the years that a regular pen or Sharpie won't work.
Wow. Okay,
there you go.
That's a lot.
Insignificant information. Well, she asked me, you know.
Yeah, there we go.
Okay.
Oh, yeah.
But there's so many other things to do, but I ain't, you know.
I would say take them by the Family Matters house, but they done knocked it down.
I don't even know where that is.
They done knocked it down anyway.
Okay, I could take them up by Ferris Bueller's place.
I was wondering if you were going to...
Oh, all them John Hughes movies are all up there.
Yeah, I know.
All of them.
That's why I'm like, all the stuff you got in Chicago, you can't think of nothing?
That bar that what you... But you gotta like them projects like this.
Yeah, you can't.
Sam don't know
nothing
about
them. No, I said, where would you take Grady Jarrett? I didn't say nothing about what Grady Jarrett
Well, I just did that,
and
you said I was thinking too hard. Like Tracy wants to go up there about that... What was that movie? The one with the Brat Pack dudes.
St. Elmo's Fire?
Yeah, that one. But
or is it Breakfast Club?
About Last Night or about... she's screaming at me right now going, how can you not forget my movie? It was one of
Pretty
those...
Pretty in
Pink? It might have been St. Elmo's, but again, it was Jim Belushi and all of them down there, so there was that place. I'll tell you one.
Second City? You want to take it to the Second City?
That's an event. You got to go because you're going to see a place. So you got to sit down and watch all that. See my friend Amy Morton who runs... The Steppenwolf Theater. If you want to see a play, you go to Steppenwolf. That's where the big, you know, the theater folks came from. And she's one of the people there. But I'll tell you, I don't even know if it's still around. Mother's.
I've heard of that.
You heard of Mother's?
Yeah.
Mother's was a bar. But Mother's is the reason we know who Mr. T is.
Yep.
Because they had the baddest bouncer in the country competition there. And that's how we know who Mr. T is. He won the baddest bouncer in America competition back in the day.
Well, look at that.
And he spun that into the A-team and everything else.
And now we pity the fool.
Yeah, yeah. But
yeah,
Mother's,
do.
I don't even know if that bar is, it's probably long gone. But, yeah. Here's the place where we know we found Mr. T. Anyway, listen, we got coming up in this 9 o'clock hour. I'm looking forward to talking to Megan.
Me too.
She has had, I mean, for no other reason, because we spent so much time talking about Angel and Caitlin last year and what they were going to mean to the league. And they did. But let me ask you this. I pose this hypothetically to the audience, but you two, be prepared to answer this question. Is the anticipation for season two for Angel and Caitlin the same as the comparison we were given Bird and Magic back in the day? The anticipation of that second season was white hot.
Because they were playing for championships. They're not at that level yet.
That's what I was going
to
say, too.
They're not at that level yet.
That's the only thing that's tampering it.
But there's more talk because we got social media.
Exactly.
And Bird and Magic didn't have the stuff on the phones that we got.
Bird and Magic ain't had no hamburger either.
No, he didn't.
That's true.
But they were, but guess what? They were wearing the same shoe. Were they wearing the same shoe?
They were, Converse had everything back then. And they weren't making no money. No
money. Making a couple dollars.
They were making a couple dollars, but
Magic had a chance, though. Magic had a chance to make the money.
They were. They've talked about that. How they were kind of like, we should have saw what was coming because Converse had the cornered of the market on that. But anyway, he made up for it. Magic will be okay. Coming up 9 o'clock hour again. We're going to talk to Megan Hall. Going to talk a little NFL action. There's been movement happening.
Movement.
It is Sam and Greg on this Saturday morning. Thank you for letting us be a part of your weekend mornings. We'll be back tomorrow from 6 until 10. Sam and Greg, Noel's on the other side of the glass. Sports Radio 92.9 The Game.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Do you believe you were wrongfully terminated for speaking up against your employer? Wilshire Law Firm isn't afraid to go up against corporate giants and will protect you every step of the way. Get justice and feel safe. Call the experts at Wilshire Law Firm at 1-800-800-3333.
Kickstart your new year with a rewarding career at the HK Group. HK is the leader in heavy construction and contractor site materials with over 80 locations across Pennsylvania, New Jersey, and Delaware. HK offers a wide range of opportunities, including heavy equipment operators, CDL drivers, mechanics, site supervisors, engineers, and project managers. 100% paid benefits designed to promote healthy living, financial stability, and career growth. The HK Group does not discriminate. Apply today at hkgroup.com. It's your future opportunity.
At T-Mobile, we'll give you four free 5G phones and four lines for only $25 per line per month with eligible trade-ins. And no, it's not a contest. It's every day for a limited time. Everyone's a winner on America's largest 5G network.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto-pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto-pay. Up to $830 off each phone via 24 monthly bill credits plus taxes, fees, and $10 device connection charge. For well-qualified customers, contact us before canceling entire account to continue bill credits or credits stop and balance on required finance agreement due. Bill credits end if you pay off devices early. See T-Mobile.com.
Street Easy knows former New Yorkers never stop talking about how much they miss living in NYC.
Life used to feel like a movie, but since we left and bought a house, it's like living in a DIY home repair video.
When it's time to buy, let Street Easy connect you with the right agent you need to never leave NYC. Go to StreetEasy.com to learn more. Street Easy is an assumed name of Zillow Inc., which has licenses in all 50 states.